Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
This is the Pegasus Pad Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Katie.
And I'm Claire, and we have another special guest today.
She's a repeat visitor.
Yeah. I'm Emily!
Yay! We love having Emily on the show. She's so much fun.
So much fun.
She's a really good presence in the studio, brings good energy.
Aw, shucks.
So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
this is great.
I'm truly, truly blessed.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
So how's everybody doing?
Well, this is crunch week before finals.
Yes, true.
Yes. So
there are two more. Well, if you include today, there are two more days of classes left for the semester.
See, for me though, I only have one class at 8:30 in the morning on Monday, so like it's pretty much done at this point.
I have no class on Fridays, but I have one class at 6 on Mondays.
Ooh.
But we don't have any. We're not doing anything. We're just gonna like chat and eat cake possibly. So.
Yeah. All right.
It's gonna be an okay time.
I have a quite long day on
you
Monday.
Do have a long day on Mondays. I'm so sorry.
So we got the whole variation.
Yeah.
Right now.
So it's not that busy, but. Yeah, no, it's a stressful time for everybody.
Yeah, it's very. This week has been more stressful than my finals week will be, which is kind of weird to think about.
But that means that once this week is over,
it's going to be okay.
Like relatively smooth sailing until the end of the semester, I hope for you.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. But
I can't. Katie.
Yeah, everybody got it.
We all got it. I can't believe it's almost over though. It's gone by so fast.
We are sophomores. I don't know if we've ever said that on air before.
We are sophomores.
But we are in our second year of college.
Halfway there. Oh my gosh.
If we spend 4 years here, we are halfway done.
I would like to graduate.
I would also like to graduate within 4 years. I'm not really feeling graduating earlier than that because that's really scary.
No, that's really scary.
And later than that just sounds expensive. So I would like to hit the 4 year mark.
No, my mother has very explicitly said, you get 4 years to get a college degree. And that is it.
My brother did it in 3, so.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. He did a summer stuff, you know,
okay.
So it was kind of like 4 years, but it just wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now he's a real life grown up out in the world.
But yeah.
Shout out to him if he's listening, which he isn't, because I don't think he knows that this happens. Maybe I should tell him.
In Medford. The famous Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
I was going to say that my history of rock and roll professor, Professor Pennington, said that Tufts
super cool.
Freeform Radio is one of the last like college radio stations that isn't owned by a big record company.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, that's cool. I didn't even know that.
You guys are allowed to play whatever you want. But, like, at a lot of other colleges, you're not allowed to play whatever you want because you're owned by the big radio stations.
Oh, and it depends on what they have the rights to play and stuff like that?
Right, yeah.
Wow.
That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, this is a really cool place where people can do really whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
That's cool.
Everybody's show is their own style.
Yeah. Gotta love that.
Wow.
That's cool. It's art.
Shout out to Independence.
Yes.
And not being owned by...
Corporations
or capitalism. Anyway, Katie was going to tell us last weekend, and I think now this weekend we could talk about what's going on this weekend. Maybe.
Yeah. Spring fling.
Yes. Okay.
Weather permitting.
Spring fling is on Sunday.
First off, okay.
I will be going shopping.
Yeah, Emily's not going, but that's okay.
That's great.
No,
that's so great. That makes me
really appreciate the fact that you're. It's like a counterculture, you know, because it's so mainstream to go to spring fling. So you're like dropping out, not going.
Mm-hmm. I'm just cooler than all of you guys.
I'm learning about the 60s right now. So. Counterculture and stuff.
But yeah, I mean, if it rains, I find that such a waste of money that they're not going to reschedule.
They can't have some sort of backup plan inside.
You would think we have a giant gym. Like, I don't understand why this
Maybe
is
Maybe it's just really is too like small. Like, there just isn't a space that would hold that many people. Because like so many people go to spring
training. Yeah, it's like thousands of people.
Like, would you want to go if it was in the gym? It would be so hot.
Probably not.
Like, it depends on, like, how many people are actually allowed to be at the gym at one time.
Yeah, like, it would be probably a fire safety hazard thing.
Yeah.
But still, it would be a bummer
I really hope it works out for you guys.
Yeah.
Because it's a
fun
day.
That would be really sad.
Yeah. I'm excited. It should be good.
I know everybody's really excited.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the minority of, like, wanting to actually listen to the music. Everyone's bummed about what the music selection is, but I think it sounds like fun.
I think it'll be
Claire,
good.
This is totally your music.
I know.
I'm really excited.
Like,
it was artists I'd heard of, and I was like, oh, man, I like these people. And everyone else was like, this is stupid. And I was like, no, it's good.
I'm excited about... the songs. I just like love going to concerts in general.
Yeah. So like it'll be fun to go and see them. You can dance to it.
Yeah.
I've heard from several sources that Matt and Kim are like really, really good like live performers. Cool. So even if you don't like their music, apparently they make it really fun. Even if you don't like can't sing along or something.
Yeah. All right. Well then I'm down. I'm ready.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Hopefully it'll work out. Yeah. And then the next day. That is the burlesque show.
Yeah.
Is happening. I know. Tickets sold out in 4 hours. Yeah, like, tickets sold out in 4 hours.
So I don't really know if we can like promo it because like if you already got your ticket, you're going. If you're not, going. Like, sorry.
I just wanted to say that because it's I know, awesome. Yeah. Everybody wants to go. So
we have mentioned this before, but Katie and I are in the show.
Yes.
And Emily was probably one of the first people to get her ticket. So.
Yes.
Actually, I think Kenny was one of the first people to get his ticket.
That's great.
Wow. Good, he's Emily's boyfriend, just for clarification.
Also, I'm going on a dinner date this weekend, and I'm really excited. Oh, exciting,
because it was Emily's birthday on Tuesday.
Happy
belated birthday.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, I'm 20 now, Katie.
That's amazing.
I know.
Congrats.
The big
you guys are both 20. Yeah, I'm the baby.
Baby.
You're not 20?
No.
Oh, yeah, because your birthday's in summer.
She's a youngin'.
My birthday's in June. I'm not that young.
That's not that
youngin'.
My roommate turned 19 this fall.
Yes, yeah, that's God. A youngin.
Oh, I found out that one of the people that I work with at Hodgdon is only 17.
That's ridiculous.
He's still 17.
He's still 17.
That's holy ridiculous.
Because he skipped a grade. And I was like, oh my God, I'm literally 3 years older than you.
You were only 1 year in like terms of academic years.
Right? Yeah. Like, that sucks.
Very odd. Also, skipping grades is just like, I don't
think my mom would ever do that. Yeah. Because, like,
my brother was offered to skip a grade, actually. He was offered to, like, skip second grade, and my mom was like, no, that would just be socially, like, really difficult.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, there are so many studies where, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Like, they'll be fine.
Like, they're gonna, worst case scenario, okay, honestly, like, they're gonna do better. They're just gonna be at, like, the top of their grade.
Yeah, and, right? Like, maybe, like, you can find other ways to, like, stimulate them and challenge them then by staying in the same grade.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just skipping and being, like, emotionally younger and less mature than everyone else
for,
rest of your life.
That would really suck. That's gotta be hard, you know?
Right? There was a kid like that in my high school, and, like, he was fine, but just, like,
4 years younger than, like, his grade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and everyone hated him because he was really annoying because he was, like, 12, and everyone else he was hanging out with was, like, 16.
Yeah.
You know? That's and bad. It was, like, that was really, like...
That's just, like, not
good. I mean, he was really smart, so, like, they had to do something.
Right.
But, like, socially, it must have been very difficult because, like, he was just a baby and that's no one the wanted thing, to talk to him.
I mean, like, you need to have, like, intellectual development, but, like, social development is like, important.
Equally important.
So it's important. If not more important,
honestly.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're all on the same page about this.
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, I'm completely in agreement.
Yay.
Yeah.
Go us.
Oh, we're awesome.
This is why we're friends, you guys.
But other things happening on campus. There's some very... SOC is yesterday and today.
Oh, Spirit I wanted to Color. Go.
I'm going tonight, actually.
Are you serious?
Excited. Yeah.
You got a ticket?
Yeah. Well, one of my friends...
Wait, I thought it was on
that
Saturday.
That I work with. No, it was yesterday and tonight.
Oh.
One of my friends that I work with is in it. And so we're going as a team to like watch her perform. So she got us tickets.
Oh my gosh, Claire,
isn't that cute?
That's gonna be so fun.
I know. We're pretty excited about it.
God,
I haven't
you're gonna
seen
have
him
to
since my jumbo days, which is 2 years ago at this point. So I'm really excited.
Okay,
to
you'll
him.
Have to tell me how it is.
Yeah,
you have to tell me how it is.
Oh yeah, because they always get. Yeah, I think so.
Because they are so good. I don't go anymore because the shows are like so
they
long.
They are really
They're
long.
So long.
They
are
really I went
long.
To the Saraband show.
If you know somebody in the show, then that's
it
different,
makes it. Yeah, it makes it more exciting.
But like,
I know that person.
Yeah, the Saraband show was like 2 hours long. At least.
Oh, fair warning. Burlesque is like 2 hours.
Okay, but again, I know people.
Yeah, that's
true. I know people.
Yeah, I personally think it's too long. But anyway. Also, tomorrow is the Hype Mimes show.
No way.
6:30, yeah.
Oh my
God. So everyone should go to that too.
Where is that?
Probably Cohen. I've never been, and I think I'm going, so.
Okay.
That's cool.
We're really hitting up all the events this weekend.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen very often. But.
I'm judging you a little bit for that, but you know what?
Okay, yeah, well, I know someone.
Maybe we should play some jams.
Oh yeah, maybe we should play some jams.
Yeah,
we've been chatting for too long. What to do with our radio show? Okay, Katie, would you like to return?
Yeah,
to your
I'll play some
you've
stuff.
You've been doing pretty well. Sort of
with that one song.
Use you.
By the way, that one song was called "Ain't Nothing Wrong with That" by Robert Randolph and the Family
Band.
It's
a fun song.
No, Katie, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
It was okay.
As she was totally bobbing her head and jamming out.
Let's see if you can do better this time.
Fine.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool.
We're going. We're playing more music.
Anybody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear? Cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them. There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man or man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You say you look funny, I say you're a star. I say you're whatever you think you are. Watch your naysayers fall right in line. If we believe it, they'll say, she is so pretty, he is so fine. There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man or man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. Got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad. Let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs. Got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. There ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it.
Taking my time on my ride. I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
Everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured. 'Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, I, be in my heart.
spite and fury's fiery home, but she loves like sleep to the freezing. Sweet and right and merciful, I'm all but washed in the tide of her breathing. And it's worth it, it's divine. I have this some of the time. The way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry.
answer is forgiven, so smile. We're trying so hard to get it all right, but only feel lonely at the end of the night. Well, I wanna be somewhere away from this place. Yeah, somewhere just a little closer to grace. I'll smile, the worst is yet to come.
We are back.
We are back with some good songs that were just played, if I don't mind saying myself.
Yeah. Well, Katie picked them, so of course you think they're good. No, I enjoyed them too. I can tell you what they are. The first one we had was Ain't No Man by the Avett Brothers, followed by Ride by 21 Pilots. I love 21 Pilots. Flowers in Your Hair by the Lumineers. Cherry Wine, the live version by Hozier, which Emily didn't like, but Katie and I both think is beautiful.
I don't like slow songs. boring.
Then Little More Time by Kieran Lavery.
Sure.
Unsure what the pronunciation
I think
of that
the song
means.
Is nice, but you know.
Yeah, it was a nice song. And then finally finishing up with Smile by Mickey Echo.
Yes.
And now Miss Emily Walsh has a PSA for
us. Yes, I have a PSA. So there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in your basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Wow.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WNFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That was a really well-written PSA. I really enjoyed that one. It was, like, gripping, you know, because you're like, what is it? What are they talking about? Oh, my God, it's a ladder. And then you're like, wow, ladders can really be so dangerous.
Ladders are really scary.
You gotta use them properly.
Mm-hmm.
I also hate heights, so that might add something
really?
To that.
Oh, really? I did not know about that about you. I've known you for 2 years and I did not know that.
Really? You didn't? You definitely knew
I
that.
I did not know that.
You definitely knew that.
I did
that.
Not know. Okay, we don't have to have an argument whether or not.
All right.
Well, I think I would know if I knew something and I didn't know that one, so therefore I win that argument. Anyway,
okay.
Moving on.
Anyway.
Be careful with your ladders is the moral of that story.
But yeah, be safe with ladders. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
All right. Were you going to say something? Because you should share it with the world.
I just remember, like, you know, being on ladders and they're super shaky. Then you're just like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know if I've ever been on a ladder before.
I've been on many ladders in my lifetime.
Really? Many.
Wow.
Many. Actually, several.
Several. Wow. Several more or less than many. I think it's less.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, maybe several.
Yeah, I'm not a big ladder person, but all right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, stay safe.
Everyone
wants to go to the trauma center.
Exactly.
I think we were all just really in awe about this
yeah,
PSA.
Yeah, so maybe we
really
should
don't
like
say about it.
Play some music and everyone can like let, you know, that
let's just like see information.
The importance of ladder sink in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I'll
let's
get
play
that
some
going.
Music.
Any chimp can play human for a day. Uses opposable thumbs to iron his uniform and run for office on election day. Fancy himself a real decision maker and deploy more troops than salt and shake. But
From my family, from this dream where she was trying to show me how a life can move from the darkness. She said to get better, so I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet, and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
Take them on my own. Oh, I'm not the one you know, you know. I have killed a man and all I know is I am on the run and go. Don't wanna call you in the nighttime. Don't wanna give you all my pieces. Don't wanna hand you all my trouble. Don't wanna give you all my demons. You'll have to watch me struggle from several rooms away. But tonight, I need you to stay. I have killed a man and all I know. trouble. Don't wanna give you all my demons. You'll have to watch me struggle from several rooms away. But tonight, I need you to stay.
Peace. walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call.
Are back for the final time today of this wonderful week. We hope you guys have a great weekend. Lots of fun things to do. Hopefully spring fling is still on. Cross your fingers.
Yeah, everyone can maybe, if not, still have some fun this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. It's warming up. The weather's getting better, so.
Yeah.
Pretty soon the shorts will be back, hopefully.
Yeah, it was a little chilly earlier this week, but I think, yeah, it'll get there.
It'll get there. We'll be okay. That was,
we got our weather chat in.
Yeah, right? We always have to get our weather chat. Oh, yes.
So, yeah. Oh, I'll just do a quick wrap-up of what we just had. So, after our PSA, we heard It's a Hit by Rilo Kiley. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it was really good.
I Want to Get Better by Bleachers, which is just like a really good, like, yeah, like sing it out loud song. The Run and Go by 21 Pilots. Sorry for playing two 21 Pilots songs. Also not sorry.
Sorry,
for
not sorry.
Two
we tend to do that a lot.
Yeah, because sometimes Katie will pick a song and I'll pick a song and then we'll realize we picked two songs by the same artist, but it's never the same song. So we play them both. And then we had Snap Out of It by Arctic Monkeys. And finishing up with You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, which is also just like a really good
Very nice.
Beat kind of a song.
Yeah.
So we will be back
soon. Next week. For the final time.
Gosh.
Wow.
But yeah, until then, we hope everybody has a good weekend. This has been the Pegasus Pageant Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm Katie.
And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
I love you so. Hey, that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
when I play,
I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say. Run, run, run away, run away, baby. Before I put my spell on you, you better get away, get away, darling. 'Cause everything you heard is true. Your poor little heart will end up alone. 'Cause Lord knows I'm a rolling stone. So you better love you so.
Hey,
that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
but when I play,
I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say.